Welcome to Eugeria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Eugeria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Eugeria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Eugeria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. This is Mary Jo Bowser. It is Tuesday, August 18th, and we are in the Radio X studios this morning with Lee Cantor, our producer. Hey, Lee.
Howdy, Mary Jo. How are you?
I am great. And today we have a new friend of mine. Call it a business girlfriend. I have a new business girlfriend. Her name is Molly Dye, and she is the inventor and manufacturer of a new product for our seniors. So she definitely fits in to be one of the heroes of our senior population. So Molly, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Oh, Mary Jo, thank you. The opportunity is mine.
Well, you're welcome. So how we usually start out, Molly, is just asking you a little bit about yourself, your background, where you're from, and how did you come up with CareZips?
Thank you. That's a wonderful introduction and lead in. I am from Augusta, Georgia, and I think sometimes my accent will give me away.
Now, we hear that Southern belle.
That's right. And most of my professional life has been spent in Atlanta and Washington, D.C. My background, I'll briefly mention professional, is government relations. Yeah. Lobbying, fundraising. I worked for the late United States Senator Paul Coverdale here in Georgia for all of those years, and it was a wonderful, wonderful profession. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Now, backtrack just a moment. This is a word you rarely hear of in this day and time, but home economics.
Yeah, I remember home economics.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was a home economics major at the University of Georgia and specialized in fashion. And I loved my tailoring classes, sewing classes. We didn't get into too much creative work. I wish that we had of, but back in the late 1970s, that was the thing, tailoring and seamstressing. Nevertheless, I moved on in life, and here in the last 5 years, with my mother's approaching death of Alzheimer's and her significant incontinence issues, I took one look at the caregiver changing her adult brief, and I had asked if I could watch the process. I absolutely gasp. The bed was lowered to the floor to accommodate my mother. My mother is grimacing, not from pain, but from the indignity of it. Mm-hmm. The caregiver is a very fine, tall, lean, muscular woman, but she's struggling. My mother's was probably 145, 150 pounds, and she's the caregiver's really struggling.
Like turning her, got to turn her this way and that way.
Turning to the right. And of course, with Alzheimer's, you are succumbed to a lot of anxiety and a lot of agitation and anxiousness. Mm-hmm. And I've also learned through Teapak Snow's work in the dementia world that there are certain areas of the body that become sensitized. They're far more sensitive. The palms of your hands, the soles of your feet, and the genitalia area. And it's tough for people who have to have a brief changed every 2 hours, which I think state regulation requires. I could be wrong on that, so don't hold me to that. Nevertheless, it's a tough, tough situation. Anyway, I saw it immediately. I had a vision. I just stood there at the end of the bed and thought, if my mother's pants would simply fold down frontally from the waist to her knee, you wouldn't have to wiggle her out of her trousers, take off her socks and shoes, and then she's totally exposed. It just was a vision. It came to me. I went home and told my husband, okay, I have got to try to work this out. I can see what's needed. Maybe I can do it. I took out my 35-year-old sewing machine from those University of Georgia days and went at it. And I did about 15 different prototypes over 2 years. I did have to hire a seamstress to help out from, because I got balled up a couple of times and I couldn't quite get out of the jam. I couldn't quite figure out how to get that inseam situated.
So, Molly, let me interrupt you just a second. I'm going to tell the end of the story, and then I'm going to let you pick up and finish.
Oh, perfect.
But the end of the story is, so Molly has developed a pair of pants, a good-looking pair of pants.
Thank you.
That is pretty material, and it's comfortable, but it zips in several places, which she is describing to you right now.
Oh,
but
I just wanted
our listeners to know where you were heading.
Okay.
That's what Care Zips is, right?
Fair enough.
It's
absolutely
a pair of pants that looks like it's outerwear.
It is.
But it's very easily changeable.
Much
more so than any other garment I've seen.
Thank you. Thank you for that support.
Okay.
This is a very athletic feeling fabric due to the 7% spandex. Rayon and polyester make up the other. It's very durable, very wash and wear. It's athletic. It's sort of like leisure wear.
But it's not grippy like athletic.
It's not grippy. Yeah. It's not right. It's not skin tight.
So you can go back to your story. I didn't mean to like cut you off because you were trying to get your hands around this vision that you saw of something that looked nice but was easy to get in and out of, right?
Absolutely. Easy. So that you wouldn't have to have an adult so very exposed.
Right.
And caregivers in this day and time, they have an overload. There are more and more people who are needing their care, their services, and you've got people lined up needing a brief change.
Right.
So this the position of these three strategic zippers allow the pants to open up from the waist frontally.
Okay.
Sort of folded down. Now, if you're laying down, you still are going to have to slightly roll your adult to the left and to the right in order to get the clean brief under them.
Mm-hmm.
And to accomplish or to accommodate that, we moved our zippers, the two zippers on either side, slightly forward so that you're not rolling on a zipper head.
Okay.
And then the third zipper is eliminating the inseam. And incidentally, the zippers are not seen. They're fairly secret, which is easy. We have a customer who is a young man who is in a wheelchair. He is paraplegic from the waist down. He is fine waist up, and he wheels himself into the men's room and is able to change his brief with this third zipper on his own, and he feels very independent. We've asked him if he'd be willing to do an appropriate video, and we're excited about that. He's agreed to do it.
Oh, good.
So we're waiting on him to show that.
I was just thinking, Lee, this really needs to be, I mean, I love radio, but TV'd be easier for
this product.
Yeah. We're stretching.
Well, I think she's done a great job describing it. I think you can visualize exactly how it works and how this would make your life a lot easier, the caregiver's life as well as the person using, you know, wearing the clothes.
That's our intent. Oh, boy. And we're hopeful of doing all kinds of different patterns. We would like to do capris and shirts and all kinds of things to
so
go with.
So now you get
zips.
To live that fashion life that you started out
trying
to do, right?
That's right. That's right. That degree, home economics degree, will come in good here in these last few years.
But so tell us a little bit more about the product and how someone would get it. And I think your manufacturing story is interesting too. So tell us a little bit about that.
I think that you're referring to the story where my husband was playing golf with a group of men, and he did not know them very well. And one of the men said, "Well, tell me what your wife does." And so he described it. And a week later, the same group of men, one of them said, "Well, how, Molly's pants?" That group of men got kind of tickled about that. In any event, one of them said, "She needs to meet someone at Encompass." And so we did. I did. I met one of the leading managers for coffee. He took a look at the pants and he said, "I don't know. I'm not so sure about this. But for you, you've been so nice about it and treated me to coffee. I'll want you to see our vice president for development, senior vice president for development." And we finally got that appointment. It took about 3 months, but we got it done. And
this was at a manufacturing facility?
Yes, okay. It was.
So you're not having to make them all.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, we now have a strategic partnership with Encompass Group, which is a very leading manufacturer of healthcare textiles. They do lots of the bedding and the sheets for nursing homes, hospitals, assisted livings. They also do a huge amount of business for medical scrubs.
Okay.
For the technicians within the healthcare industry. And in fact, this fabric that we're using for CareZips is part of their medical scrubs for the technical technicians, clinicians. They wear them every day around the healthcare industry, and now here we will have people in CareZips. So we're thrilled about that. We have 4 different colors. We come in 7 different sizes to accommodate all people and all factions of life.
So are the sizes like small, medium, large, extra large? Are they 8, 10, 12? How do you do that? How do you size them?
Extra small,
okay.
All the way up through 3X large.
Very good.
So it's extra small, small, medium, large, extra large, 2X large, and 3X large. It is according to your waist size. So for the men, and the pants are unisex, the same pair could be worn by a woman, could be worn by a man. The waist size of the man would be how you would determine whether you wanted an extra small or a 3X.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Ladies would be the normal pant size, 8, 10, 12, 14. That's how you would choose your size if you were a female. We have a 1-800 number. Let me go ahead and mention it. I know we'll probably close the show with a repeat of the number.
Okay.
1-800-206-4713. Or you're certainly welcome to visit us on our website, www.carezips.com.
Mm-hmm. You know, I bet it's even more important when you get up to those larger sizes, because the difficulty of rolling somebody, especially if they're not very cooperative, and you know,
so true.
Yeah, that's great.
And we've sold a good number of the pants in some of our state veterans homes. North Carolina in Fayetteville is one of our customers, and they have indicated that with so many people now living a sedentary life, wheelchairs,
mm-hmm.
maybe wheelchairs are up in our diabetes rate, but I'm not a medical person, so I really probably shouldn't comment on that, but it lends itself for a larger individual.
Mm-hmm.
So we are approaching patterns for the bariatric constituency.
Mm-hmm,
I also have one cute story I'd like to share.
Absolutely.
With a gentleman in North Dakota. What brings me to mind is that not only bariatric customers would be interested in this, but people who are having to wear the cath bags or are catheterized.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had a gentleman in North Dakota that had been a customer for his father. Well, his mother ended up wanting the CareZips as well. she was towards the end of her life and was catheterized. And the gentleman called and said, we just simply have an emergency. Is there any way you could Federal Express two of the care zips to us just immediately? And I said, oh, of course, we want to provide good customer service. And I'll be honest, I had forgotten that I was agreeing to this on a Friday, which means Saturday FedEx delivery is pretty expensive. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, I ate the cost. We got the pants to him. And I said, when your crisis is over, I'd so much like to hear your story, and I'll be in touch with you in another few weeks to hear how they worked for your mother. Sure enough, I did. He wrote on the email, and he said, oh, CareZips, they saved my mother's life. Uh-huh. And I thought, oh, what does he mean? Turns out that the nurse, by total accident, of course, tripped on the tubing for the catheterization. And instead of its being jerked out of the woman, the zipper saved the tubing, and she was able to, she didn't even feel the fact that the tubing had moved slightly.
Wow.
That the zipper saved it. That's not our intention of CareZips, but it certainly helped in her case.
Wow.
We were pleased to hear that, and that story is on our website now. We also have a customer who learned of CareZips through the American Legion's magazine, through our advertising there. And he ended up calling and saying it was most successful because he realized that for his wife to visit her sister in New York, they were going to need some special help in these tiny airplane bathrooms. Turns out they were flying from Hawaii.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was essentially a 9-hour flight, transcontinental. And they were right. They needed extra help for his wife's incontinence issues, and CareZips was able to see him through. So there are those good stories as well.
Those are good stories.
Yeah.
So, so that's good. You can service customers all over the country.
We absolutely can. In fact, we have a pharmacy in Costa Rica right now who is offering the pants to their customers. They actually carried them in stock. Most of our customers at the moment are independent individuals who are either seeking home care, where a caregiver, like someone from Griswold, mm-hmm. might come in and attend to someone or just be there while they attended to themselves to help out. We have people who are wheelchair bound, but they want to go out for lunch. Mm-hmm. They want to leave their home with confidence, and this pair of pants will help them do that.
Okay. Now, you mentioned four colors. What four colors do you have right now?
We have black, navy. We have a very bright blue, which is it's a little hard to describe. We call it galaxy blue.
It's like a Air Force blue.
Good point. Perfect. Good mm-hmm. point. You're
Air
right.
Force
Air
blue.
Force blue.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mary Jo has a child in the Air Force,
that's
and that's
right.
how she knows that. Yeah. And then we have a gray-brown. It was the closest that we could come to khaki. And I'm hopeful that as time wears on, we can do even more feminine colors or printed some sort of plaid or that kind of thing for people who are interested in not just solid. The colors right now are solid.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think it's a pretty darn good price point, Molly. So go ahead and if you want
$39.99
to.
$39.99 on our website.
And what about shipping? Is that
we do not do free shipping. We do shipping in a box. We do the least expensive shipping that we can do, a FedEx Ground. I think it's called Smart Post. Forgive me that I'm not exactly sure of that. The person typically, if they buy two pairs of pants, the shipping cost might be $7.
Oh, my goodness. That's very reasonable. Yeah.
We are also offered on Amazon.com.
Oh.
We are also offered on Walgreens.com.
Okay.
Now, the pants are a little bit more expensive there, but they carry free shipping. And it also depends on the person's membership level. I think Amazon offers Prime customers various things. So with research, you might do different price points, and that's why.
We just had a guest come in. He's not really a guest. It's the boss. Hey, Sam, I'm glad you made it.
Good morning. I'm not quite certain how to respond when you introduce me as the boss, but I'm glad to be here.
Hey, Sam.
This is Molly Dye.
Good morning, Molly. How are you?
Fine. Thank you.
Good.
Very nice to meet you.
Don't let me interrupt, please.
Sam was with a client, which, as you know, is our most important business, so he had to attend to that. But anyway, okay, so they can't go to a store right now and find you. Is there any stores?
There are some drug stores in the metro Atlanta area, Lacey drug stores, okay, where you could find the pants. This is a market we haven't tapped into just yet. We will. It just takes time.
Okay. But get it while they're $39.99 from Molly.
Exactly. Thank you very much. www.carezips.com. And I think that I love our name. Our name, CareZips, comes from obvious care. That was our genuine passion for trying to deliver a product that was helpful to the caregiver. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we even focused more on that than we did the adult who was wearing the pants.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do believe caregiving in America is moving into a whole new level.
Yeah.
With the aging boomers moving into that demographic of America, we have lots of people who are going to need lots of care. And caregivers, it's a very labor-intensive work, and I think they're going to need lots of help.
Yeah, it's a great product. And you know what? I just had an appointment yesterday with a doctor, not personally, but in business.
Yes.
And he was saying the same thing, that some of their main complaints as caregivers is their back.
Yes.
And so this is a product,
yes,
that would be a great thing.
Yes.
You know, that would help.
Yes,
help
it's alleviating
changing the incontinent,
the back
patient
strain,
right,
of the caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm,
it's also a speedier process because, mm-hmm, you're not necessarily removing socks and shoes. Let me mention one other thing that the Fayetteville, North Carolina Veterans Home has mentioned to me. They found that the softness of the fabric was lessening the probability of skin shears.
Oh, very good.
Which is a pressure point. Or a bed sore, I think is what people,
yes,
call it.
Yes, very good. Yes, that's a big problem with
bed bound. We're very pleased about that. It's something that we uncovered after the fact. That was not intentional when we designed this, but it's
a great benefit.
It's a wonderful benefit, and mm-hmm, it's very pleasing, and I want to share that with our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind sharing a little bit about the kind of the genesis? You mentioned it briefly about you were caring for your parent, and then this idea came to you because it was a need, and you saw it in front of you, and the solution, because of your unique background, kind of presented itself in a way that it, you know, you could solve this problem where a person who didn't have your kind of fashion background wouldn't necessarily
good point
think of
yes
that as a solution. For the listeners out there who have ideas or are dealing with the parent, you know, a lot of times they're the ones who stumble upon these solutions. Can you share some tips of making that idea into actual reality?
Oh, thank you. That's a good question. And I could quickly say a lot of sweat, a ton of perseverance. Don't give up. Just keep going. Leave no stone unturned. Every contact, every meeting that you have, there surely will be one nugget that comes from that opportunity that you, mm-hmm, could follow through on. But specifically, the universities, I ended up calling the Savannah College of Art and Design. They have a fabulous fashion program. It was there that they led me to two individuals that I ended up hiring, one independent seamstress and then the pattern maker. So I think that our universities around the United States will be wonderful resources for people to tap into for that kind of creativity. How do I get there? Another point would be, I quickly think of a woman who has established a product by the name of the Freedom Wand. This is a plastic arm mechanism which holds a sponge, or it holds a tissue, or it holds toilet paper at the end of this wand, where you can attend to yourself if need be. Guess where she found her wand? The auto industry. She went to a plastics manufacturer and said, can you create a tube, a plastic tube that has a joint as if it were an elbow? She is on the market today. It's called the Freedom Wand, mm-hmm. and it has helped a lot of people. Okay, so the point is, you're trying to think outside the box. Who would have thought that a plastic wand would have come from an automaker? She happens to be from Michigan. Michigan is a huge auto industry world. A lot of people, you go to the networks, you go to networking, senior care networks, for instance, in my case, and you're gonna find somebody that has something that you can tap into.
Mm-hmm. Well, just in case this is your watershed event, and I hope it is, but you know, some assisted living home or SNF, skilled nursing facility, hears this and says, oh my gosh, we need 36 of those.
Yes.
Can you do that?
Absolutely.
Are you ready?
We're okay. Ready. We can scale up. Absolutely.
So you can do ones and twos, or you can do big orders.
Absolutely. We've already done it. We had one order for 200.
Great.
Pairs of pants, and we were able to do it quickly. We have inventory in stock, and we are ready. Our patterns are done, and it's on go.
Good.
Fabric is in, everything. The zippers are in. It's fine. Encompass is a long time old manufacturing institution, and it is in McDonough, Georgia. Most of our pants will be manufactured there on site. For the really large orders, such as the 200 order, 250, 500 orders, we will need to go to a U.S. government-approved facility in Mexico. So I'm not able to put the insignia made in the U.S. on each label, because I fear that even though one person ordered one, they might have the one that theirs could say made in the U.S. If it's a larger order of the 200 pair, I don't want someone to see it and then in reality it not be. So I maintain integrity and honesty with this, and I'm very upfront about that.
So are the ones in McDonough going to say that? I like that.
Don't you though? I know. I do too. That was my initial request, is that everything be done in the U.S. I wanted to give Americans jobs and... Yeah.
Except for the very large orders.
Yeah, the very large orders have to be done in a U.S. government-approved facility in Mexico, and that's part of NAFTA, which is our, you know, the U.S. trade agreement with Mexico from the late 1990s. So this has been, anyway.
Okay.
I'm pleased to be able to do this.
Okay. Well, I told you it would go quickly, Molly.
Oh, boy, it sure has.
I know. So before we end, I want you to give that phone number out again and the website. Please contact Molly Dye. She has a pair of these care zips in the studio, and they're great, and they're soft and
easy wash and wear. I think people would really enjoy them if our listener, I'm feeling it right now, and it's a good product and does a lot of good for a lot of people. The 1-800 number is 1-800-206-4713. And the website again is www.carezips.com. And maybe I better spell that. C-A-R-E-Z, as in zebra, P as in Paul, S as in Sam.com.
Thank you so much for being on our show.
No, thank you.
Well, we appreciate it. Since Sam's here, I'm going to let him close.
I haven't said a word. You want me to close? Okay. Molly, we thank you. Sorry I was late. There was nothing I could do about it, but we certainly appreciate you being our guest. We want to welcome you back in the future. And if we can be of any help, please feel free to reach out to us.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you for being with us. That's it for today. We want to remind the listeners that they can go to our website, eugeriaradio.com, and listen to any broadcast that we've done in the past. And as always, we want to say that if the youth of this nation is its greatest natural resource, it goes without saying that the seniors of this nation is its greatest national treasure. Thank you, and God bless.
Eugeria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.